Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm like cheesed out by this whole LeBron James buying all of his teammates suits thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's great. Congratulations. You guys, we all understand how much money you make. That's just utterly fantastic that you're now buying one another clothes. Have you ever noticed that these guys now do this red carpet BS going into the game every night? Like, it's now become like mandatory, I think, to have cameras in the tunnels of these and bowels of these arenas to watch these players walk in from their buses or vehicles or whatever. Like, you know, it doesn't matter where they are, New York or wherever, Philly, it doesn't matter, Cleveland, L.A., but they film them all always now walking into the arena so we can see what they're wearing and see what their fashion statement is. I mean, how pathetic is that? Like, what is this, Hollywood? Like, seriously, like, do you know how they do the red carpet for the Grammys and the Oscars and it becomes all about what these chicks wear? And it's never about the guy's tux. It's always about the chick's dress, right? It's the greatest thing ever. They analyze all the women's clothing. And then now they analyze the NBA players' outfits that they wear to go into the arena. Now, someone explain to me, because I don't know fashion. I wear basketball clothes. I'm a bum, right? Chris, would you describe my outfits as either one of two things? Hoodies, sweatshirts, like hockey sweatshirts, and then overall, like pretty much basketball shorts every day of the year, including in snow blizzards.
From one bum to another, you're doing it right.
But I wear shorts every day of my life.
Every day I've ever seen you in this building, you've worn shorts.
Every day. Basketball.
Everyone.
So, but can someone explain to me, like, Mafia, do you know anything about the way they cut these pants now where the pant legs only go to their shins? If I ever wore a suit out in public and the pant legs only went to my shin bone and then there was nothing between my shin and my shoe, like LeBron and all of his teammates had these short-cut, skinny pant, tight-ass pants. I mean, what is that? Can someone explain? Is that something they're doing in Paris? Is that something I've missed out on? Because if I ever wore pants that were 7 inches above my shoes, and there's a giant gate. Do you remember when those were called floods when I was growing up? Yo, man, your pants are flooding out, dude. Do you remember? Have you ever, Jay, explain this to me. Look at this picture.
Don't ask for him about fashion.
Jay is a fashion expert. Explain these. Now get on there and look at this picture too, Jay, first. Look at this guy. He's got the same thing. Now look at this guy. Hold on. Here's Nance. He's got it too. What is that where they all wear pants that go, and I know he got their suits tailored, but why is it that all their pants end at their shin bone?
It's a bad look, Scott.
What is that about?
It's a real bad look.
Do you think that the fashion red carpet entrances by these NBA players at every game now has gotten...
It's a bit much.
Is it not pathetic?
Yeah.
Like, I give two Pharrells what you wear to the game. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm about, just so you know, I'm about betting and beer. And babes, okay? When I go to the game, I don't care if you're a movie star sitting in the front row. You could be some stupid chick I've never heard of. As long as you're hot, I don't care what you do for a living. I want to look at hot chicks. I want to drink beer. And I want to bet on a game. The last thing I do when I go to an NBA game is want to see what everyone's wearing going into the game. The day that I care what you wear to the game is the end of time. I'm done. They made this a story tonight that LeBron James buys all of his teammates' suits. And frankly, they do this now all the time. The quarterback bought all of his offensive linemen Rolexes. They're always throwing all their money around in our face. Like, I care what kind of watch you wear or that you wear a nice pretty suit with pant legs up to your shin bone, you femme. Who wears pants up to their shin bones anywhere? Honestly, if I wore those out in public, I would be abused by everyone, including the dishwasher at the restaurant I go to dinner. He'd be making fun of me, too. Yo, Essay, what's with your high risers? I mean, honestly, who wears pants up to their shin bones?
What's worse, the guys that wear the pants like that, or when Westbrook shows up in a shirt that looks like a moth got to it with his holes all over it?
Or, like, listen, is there anything worse, seriously, than a guy that's 7 foot two that has pants that go up to his kneecaps?
They were tailored that way.
I don't care if they were tailored. You look like a giant male organ.
No, but that's the thing. I can understand
Wait. You remember the guy in Vegas that dressed as a giant D in the middle of the street on Fremont Street? That's what these guys look like in those suits. Walking giant male organs. You're all a bunch of male organs walking around the arena. Congratulations. Not only that, you all wear the same suit. How pathetic is that, too? We're all besties.
By the way, they lost the game.
And they got whacked. They blew a 17-point lead. I wouldn't even put that suit on again. I'd give it to some homeless dude outside the arena. Fashion statement. They always do this now. The camera on the players walking in. And what's funnier than watching these guys pretend like they're not on camera? Is there anything better than, like, Russell Westbrook trying to pretend like he's acting like the camera's not on him?
With the sunglasses.
Meanwhile, the guy's right in front of him with a camera 2 feet away from him, and he pretends that he's not there. It's the funniest thing ever. He acts like he's on his cell phone or something, or he's, like, listening to music. Have you ever seen these guys with their music? They got their beats on their head, and they're acting like they're all rappers, and, like, half of them are. Half of them are all cutting rap albums. Like, I give a rat's ass what you do in your free time, Slick. Just play NBA. I just want to see you play ball. I don't care what you wear. I don't care what you listen to. I don't care what you drink. And I don't care who you're sleeping with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.